Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As autumn gives way to winter in Ukraine, Russia continues and indeed has escalated its abhorrent attacks on civilians and civilian infrastructure there. Russia, through relentless violence, is razing Ukraine's infrastructure, killing countless civilians, displacing millions, and threatening food security and European energy supplies, said Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN. And now, in its failure to overthrow Ukraine's democratically elected government, Russia is seeking to expand the conflict.
We have seen reports the DPRK has sent forces and is preparing to send additional soldiers to Ukraine to fight alongside Russia. If Russia is indeed turning to the DPRK for manpower, it would be a sign of desperation on the part of the Kremlin.
Russia cannot sustain its aggression without assistance, which means this war ends if Iran and the DPRK stop providing military assistance, and if China stops transferring dual-use war components, said Ambassador Wood. These partnerships are exacerbating threats to peace and security beyond Ukraine, not just in Europe, but in the Indo-Pacific, the Middle East, and Africa.
Moscow has sought to break Ukraine's food exports at every link of the supply chain, whether destroying the food itself or the means to produce and ship it. Putin knows those actions have exacerbated global hunger, but he doesn't care.
The Kremlin is cynically exploiting the food insecurity it has triggered, pushing countries in already fragile areas of Africa to rely on Russia as a substitute source of food, as Russia attempts to replace Ukraine, said Ambassador Wood.
If Russia can act with impunity when it decides that a fellow member of the United Nations is, and I quote, not a real country, unquote, that its people are, quote, not a real nation, unquote, where does that leave the UN Charter and our more important principles? What precedent does that set for Russia or for other expansionist powers eyeing smaller or less developed neighbors?
An unjust peace would erode the strength of international law, the fundamental principles of respect for sovereignty, territorial integrity, and the independence of states within the international system. An unjust peace would invite further conflict. An unjust peace would be no peace at all, said Ambassador Wood. Russia cannot be allowed to annex parts of Ukraine, nor can Ukraine be told to stop defending its territory. That is a threat too great to global stability and to everything this institution is meant to protect.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.